In small towns, big projects tend to directly impact community members. That inspires people to join the conversation. In Pelican, for instance, 4 candidates ran for mayor. That's unusual for a town with a population under 90. Patricia Phillips, who won the seat, says infrastructure improvements attracted more candidates than usual.
We're at the tail end of some very big projects that were, 10 years in the making, and there's costs associated with the ongoing maintenance and repairs.
Phillips says a new water treatment system will require a fixed cost structure. She hopes to develop new rates for the service.
Setting a fee structure in place that's, really reasonable to those of us who live year-round, and then we have a large segment of the population that is seasonal, and they have an expectation that when they come here, they're going to have running water and electricity, and they need to pay their share of having a year-round operating utilities in terms of water and electricity.
One community had 7 open seats on city council. Port Alexander City Clerk Kelly Kimsey was in charge of the straws used to break a 3-way tie for the 7th seat.
I don't know. I've never seen it before either, so this is what our code says.
For full election results from Pelican, Port Alexander, Tenneke, Cake, and Yakutat, visit kcaw.org.